Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to another edition of At the Buzzer. We have a very special guest today. We've been bothering him for weeks, months, even years to hear his voice, to hear what he has to say. We finally got him. Big guest. It is the old guard of the Ralphie Report, John Woods, editor-in-chief.
Hello, guys. I love how you threw old in there. I feel like that was a sly dig. It's been a few years since I've been, yeah, it was pretty upfront. It's been a few years since I've been on Ralphie Report Radio, but I'm very excited to be back.
That's right. He is a podcasting pro with video and everything.
We'll see.
And I guess less exciting, but still here is Sam.
Hey. Yeah.
I appreciate you, Sam.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well,
I also have two dogs in my house, so if they bark, that's not my fault.
We can just blame Washington for that. We always do.
Okay.
We are in the doldrums of the offseason. Somehow the Rockies are still playing baseball. I don't know how baseball still has a season going on. It feels like it's been about 8 months, but it's still happening, which means we're looking for topics.
Oh, God. Yeah. So this is a – pretty much a yearly shitpost where we just power rank anything for clicks. And this one's a classic. Do you want to say it?
Sure. Well, this is a passion project of mine and also a shitpost, which is the best of both worlds. We are ranking the uniforms in the Pac-12.
And when I heard that you guys were going to do the annual uniform power ranking, I had to get involved. This is something I have lots and lots of opinions about.
Yep, John brought notes, presumably on a legal pad with some readers. And pen.
I remember when the uniforms back in my day were one color.
This was, I guess, brought along because Washington just decided to switch from Nike to Adidas, presumably just to stick it to Phil Knight. And they just got brand new uniforms from Adidas, which has historically been the worst provider. So we took a look at these as a team and thought, well, why don't we just take a look at the whole conference as a team?
It's mostly garbage.
Yeah, there's going to be some opinions tonight. I don't agree with most of Sam's. He probably doesn't agree with most of mine. And I guess John has the knowledge to back them both up. So here we go.
All right. Number 12, we can all probably agree on last place.
I hope so.
Well, let's see what you say.
I'll go ahead with Oregon State.
Not my last place.
Last place.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Well, why do you say Oregon State?
Orange is my favorite color, and they ruin it with their all orange get-ups, their color blocking that doesn't even really make any sense. Mm-hmm. And everything's just dull and boring.
The beaver doesn't help, let's be honest. That's not a beaver. The old beaver is great.
They need to get back to Benny the Beaver with a little sailor hat that says OSU on it.
Yep.
That's... Well, they need to Quiz Rogers back to wear it.
Quiz Rogers, Brandon Cooks, Sean Mannion.
No, they had worse uniforms with Brandon Cooks. They had really bad uniforms.
But Brandon Cooks is wearing them, Sam, which means they're already better than what – I guess Ryan Nall. You have the wrecking Nall.
All right. What are your guys' 12s?
I don't think Oregon State is heinous in any means. If I were to pick my last, I would say for me it's pretty easy and it's Arizona State.
I am right there with you.
Awesome.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Now, that being said, I've been looking at uniforms that were worn in the past season, and when they go with the yellow, maroon, yellow with the old Sparky, that is a clean, classic uniform that would move at least into the top half. But
with the block numbers?
Yep.
Are these the Jake Plummer era uniforms?
Exactly.
Yeah. These, those are fine, but for some reason, and this is a Adidas staple, they are like obsessed with making these like gritty, edgy redesigns for classic cartoonish logos and uniforms. And I don't think it works nearly as well with Sparky.
Yeah, you don't need the fork. You don't need white on white. And you especially don't need your name written down your pant leg. because even if we didn't know who you are, we can't read that.
Yeah. The state pride uniforms, like the Arizona Copper uniforms, there's a reason that they haven't done that before, and it's because brown, silver, and lighter brown is not a good – that doesn't look good. You can make it as shiny as you want. That color scheme just makes me nauseous.
And all the black now, but they had the white and the maroon before, and then they threw in all the black, and it doesn't work well.
This is a common problem for me with Pac-12 teams, is they have – in terms of conferences, I think the Pac-12 has some of the most unique color schemes – in the country, barring the three red and white teams, which are lame, but everything else is like pretty unique to this school. And for some reason, 90% of them are obsessed with getting black uniforms and black alternates, when they would be so much better if they just went all in on what made them their own color scheme. Ugh.
I can agree with that. I don't think we've ever seen a USC black, thank goodness.
Well, yeah, that would be, 90% of their money comes from 70 plus octogenarian donors that would immediately expire 20% of their fan base. I don't know. Arizona State to me is the worst of both worlds, where they're trying too hard to be new. They completely get rid of their old awesome color schemes, and they're like, I don't know. The Fear the Fork whole branding is off to me. All right. That was my rant.
All fair.
Okay, John, you have the same number 12. Give us your 11.
My 11, I mean, I was right there with Sam. I still thought Arizona State was the worst, but Oregon State is pretty close. Again, we talked about the logo not working that well, and we've seen schools do well with the orange. I think Oklahoma State makes it work a lot better than Oregon State does, and the numbers, they don't pull it off well.
I don't like Oklahoma State's uniforms. I would go with Texas as the better example. Well,
that's a very, very different orange.
It's still orange.
We're reaching there.
Well, Tennessee and Texas to me are a little different. I don't think Tennessee looks good either.
I do.
I actually have Oregon State in the middle of the pack. I don't think they're that bad. I just think they're boring. And CU was running the same problem with Nike before. CU and Oregon State are not Nike name brands. We're not going to get the same attention that some of the bigger ones are. So Oregon State having pretty boilerplate uniforms kind of makes sense because they're cheap for Nike to produce. And they don't have to put that much thought into them. I don't know. I don't have a big problem with them. I think this is also maybe biased. I think Utah's number 11 for me. I really don't like Utah's uniform.
I might rate Utah 11th even before Arizona State.
Wow. Okay. Well, go ahead.
No, you guys know how I feel about Utah as a whole. I hate them.
Oh, okay.
And they're my number 10. The only reason they weren't last was because I've got to find it as I look at their uniforms from last year. the kind of throwback uniform that they have, let me find it, with the white pants. Where is it? Sorry. They've got one throwback uniform that I think is one of the best uniforms I've seen. There it is. It's with the old logo with the interlocking U's. It has the rounder numbers. It almost kind of looks like Nebraska, which is
Okay.
For Utah, I feel like that's something they should own. And they lose a lot of the stripes. It's one of the better Under Armours I've seen, even though it's a throwback. And it's great. But when you get into their regular uniforms with the
– Oh, that looks really nice.
Yeah, it's a solid, solid look. But their other uniforms, the shoulders and the stripes and the piping that they always have is pretty damn awful.
The one that always gets me with Utah is I hate the mountains on the shoulders. I hate how that looks. To me, it looks like a high schooler went around in like Microsoft Paint and drew these mountains and then just stuck them on everything because they thought it looked cool.
Yeah, that's like the kid drawing in his notebook a cool uniform. For a team, and he's 12 years old.
Now, this Utah throwback, John brings up a good point. I haven't
taken those are gorgeous. I'm the looking rounded at it right
numbers,
now.
The really rounded numbers, like the old school numbers look awesome. The interlocking U's look great. No stripes, just red and white. That looks solid.
It does.
That's why you shoot up the ranking.
If they would rock those every week, it would seriously change my impression of the whole program in a positive way.
Maybe the country as a whole would stop underrating Utah if their uniforms weren't so awful.
I mean, even before the whole CU Pac-12 thing, the Utah hate has come from a very large bet on Alabama in that Utah Alabama bowl game.
The Eric Weddle years, Alex Smith years,
where Utah housed them, and I was just sitting there watching my money go down the drain, and it hasn't ever come back.
Going the rise of Urban Meyer.
Yes, it hurt. It hurt.
Speaking of which, we have more competition in the podcast space because Urban Meyer is hosting a podcast on leadership, which I'm assuming is one giant irony drip, but I don't know.
We should do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 of that podcast as it goes.
We absolutely should.
That's not a bad idea.
I think we all have the same 12, 10, 11, 12, 11, 10, but in different orders.
Which is pretty
Wait,
solid.
Wait, was Oregon State your 10, Jack?
Yes, Oregon State was my 10.
That's not middle of the pack.
Yeah, I have it tiered out. I think Utah and Arizona State are their own level of bad. And then I have basically the below average but still average uniforms.
I'm with Sam. I expected 4 through 7 when you said middle of the pack.
Wow. Yeah, same. Okay. I thought it was like number 6.
Middle of the PAC.
No. all right, who's your number 9, Jack?
My number 9 is Arizona.
Okay. Yeah.
I do not like the colors. I think the red is way too bright. I hate the 90s level Bronco stripes on the shoulder, like the super pointy stripes. I think their logos really cool. I think their helmets always look good. I really like how you can use a red, a blue, or white helmet, and it's always going to look good with the logo. I just really don't like their colors, and I think they try too hard to match blue to blue, red to red, white to white.
I think that in NCAA Football 14, whenever I play against Arizona, I just sim the game because I can't deal with their uniforms.
And because you don't want to have Kadeem Carey running all over Rick Gamboa.
Did you have him in the same spot?
Have yeah, I guess. I kind of want them lower just because I don't like them. They don't have any good uniforms.
See, you guys know I have a strange love for Arizona.
Your brother went there, right?
Yep. But I had him in the exact same spot, and I think.
Damn, come on, no doxing on the podcast.
No,
it's just, I'm so sorry.
I think it's pretty public. He's actually been on this podcast or a Ralphie Report radio podcast at least 3 times. But I think I disagree with you, Jack. I think that their colored helmets waste a gorgeous white helmet. I think their white helmet should be the only one they wear.
I like the white helmet.
It plays so well, and I think you ruin it when you go to the others. I think their numbers are very bad. They're trying to do a weird Oregon thing that doesn't work, especially last year when they stretched them out to almost the length of the jersey. The shoulder stripes, I'm torn on because I typically hate shoulder stripes, but the little sunset thing that they do is so bad that I respect how much Nike's bought into it. Yes, they bought into it and they've done it for so long now that I kind of have grown to love it. But I agree, I couldn't rank them higher than ninth because it's really not good execution. And the colors, while they're not ideal, I think they could make it work. And they're trying to get too edgy. It just does not work.
Their all whites aren't that bad.
I was just looking at those. Yeah, I like the all whites. I also like this white helmet, red jersey, white pants.
Yeah, I also feel like we're looking at such bad uniforms that we're just latching onto anything that's not trash.
Yeah, that's also probably partially true. I would say the Pac-12 has a pretty sharp disparity. I think they have some of the prettiest uniforms in the country, and I will vomit every time I see Arizona uniforms or some Oregon uniforms.
I just pulled up an all-white Arizona State uniform. That's actually really nice.
With the fork helmet?
Yeah.
No, it needs to be sparky. Sparky, or nothing.
What about like an ASU, like their baseball logo? Or am I just in baseball?
No, thinking? I like that ASU a lot.
I don't know this baseball logo.
Oh, Barry Bonds went there.
Oh, that looks awesome.
I think they kicked him off the team because he was such an asshole that they
Why didn't they use that logo? That looks sweet.
Yeah, it's good.
God, what was CU's baseball logo? I don't remember.
I think it was just a C.
Before we jump off Arizona real quick, look at week 9 from last season. They're all reds. If we were ranking specific variants in the Pac-12, that may be the number one worst combination in the Pac-12.
Well, so which, I was about to bring that up. Is
week 9.
Oregon?
Going off of that.
Arizona.
How do we rank Oregon? How are we going to rank Oregon?
It's really hard.
Yeah. Because they have some nice ones. I still don't think they're like top of the top, but they have some nice ones. They have some truly awful.
They're at least interesting. I mean, you've got to give them that much. They own. I've got them a little bit higher than where we are now, but they own who they are. They're consistently gaudy, and I kind of gave them some points for that. And it is interesting because they were the first to really do it, and they're continuing to do it somehow. I kind of respect it. Are they pretty? Usually not.
Yeah, I guess at this point it's really past like how they look, and it's more about they have so much brand equity or like so much writing on their football program about their uniforms that they're kind of stuck. They're like a Vegas performer that has to keep performing even when he wants to retire. I'm not calling out Wayne Newton. In no way am I calling out Wayne Newton. I'm just saying. Okay.
I like the Oregon color block uniforms, the ones that are all the same.
I agree.
And then have the single color uniform or the single color number.
Well, when I'm thinking about Oregon, this is what I'm talking about, the Pac-12. Like, they're green and yellow. Number one, there are, what, 3 green and yellow FBS schools? Baylor, Oregon, and probably one more I'm missing. North Dakota State, but that's FCS.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. There's not a lot. There are not a lot.
I feel like there's probably a MAC one, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'll keep thinking as I'm making my point. But the green and yellow is such a cool color combo, and their green and yellow, I think.
You're forgetting Colorado State.
That is perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Like I said, a Mac program.
I think you mean an RMAC program, John. Yeah. So they.
Well, number 8. Okay, number 8. We skipped it.
Well,
it has to be. Where did it go? Shit. Where did it go? I had it. I am so sorry. Give me a second. Oh, Washington.
Not mine. Okay.
I will disagree strongly.
What? Okay.
Continue.
Even the new ones that you were saying were absolute trash?
They are, to be fair, absolute trash. I will say the home uniforms are absolute trash. To me, the away uniforms look better. But yeah, I'll still disagree. But continue why you think they're number 8.
No, I'm good. You can, I'll just hear you out.
We don't know who Jack's eight is yet.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I was going to put one of the red and white teams there by default. I think I'll put Stanford there.
Yeah, I don't mind whatever. These Washington uniforms.
Jack, we are very much on the same page here.
Awesome. Yeah, and they're boring. Stanford is boring. They're fine.
It's just like their football stadium until recently. It's kind of like their program. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them.
Right.
But that's almost the problem, is that there's nothing wrong with them. There should be something wrong with them for us to pick apart. It's just blah.
Yeah, exactly. They're red, they're white. Sometimes they'll have white helmets. Sometimes they'll have – actually, I think they have only white helmets.
Well, they wear an all-black uniform that is pretty, pretty bad.
Yeesh.
I never really noticed their uniforms is what I'll say about Stanford, which is good and bad. So I'll put them at eight. Sam, have Washington. John has Stanford.
I might put Stanford number eight, even though I kind of like them. I just don't have any other better options.
You taking a closer look at those new Washington uniforms?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Well, now that I see the promo shots, they're more tasteful than I thought. But anyways, I'll get to them when.
Well, I was saying originally that I think they're an upgrade over the old ones.
Well, I agreed. When I originally did this ranking, I had Washington just like the classic Washington uniforms in my head, and I had them as high as number two.
I have them at two.
And then I went through and looked at last year's uniforms, and the shoulder stripes are such a stain on a classic gorgeous jersey that I moved them all the way down to number seven.
Still have shoulder stripes.
Yeah, but like Sam said, with the purple away, you can't really see them at least. But I don't like the purple on the whites. And last year you have black on purple and white on. It's just, why do that?
The one thing that Adidas did right, well, they did a few things, but the biggest thing they did was they got rid of that weird little like pagination that was happening on the numbers. If you remember, for the past few years, Washington has had that weird little gold corner in all their numbers.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I don't know. It looked like it was constantly peeling off. So they got rid of that, which is good. I don't know. I still have Washington super high, so I can talk about them later.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about them later. I'll slot in Oregon worse than Stanford.
Wow, okay. Okay.
I would rather basic and simple and classic than doing too much and not doing it super well.
I completely agree. I basically defaulted on Oregon because I had no idea what to do with them. I just put them at six. They can be awful. They can be good. Put them at six.
That's where you had Oregon?
Yeah. So
that's also where I had Oregon.
Who's your seven?
My seven was Washington, and then my six was Oregon.
Okay, we do deviate on seven.
All right, Jack.
Yeah, my seven is going to be Washington State. Similar to Stanford, I think they're a little bit better because the gray offers something. I will say I hate their all gray uniforms. They're when they go gray jersey, gray pants, gray helmet, because it immediately discolors. Like CU found out for about 50 years, you know, from like 1910 to 1970, CU had gray uniforms and they were immediately sweaty and they became not gray.
I think that gray is supposed to be a different variation. The jersey is supposed to be a different gray than the helmet and the pants.
For Washington State?
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps their cause.
I agree.
I don't like their gray, red, gray. I think that just looks ugly.
They offer a little more to me than Stanford does. I do like how clean it is. There's like very little stripes, not much getting in the way of their colors, except for the fact that their colors are boring.
Now that I actually look at it, Jack, according to the Uni Tracker that we're using, which is probably right here because it's two different weeks, they have an all gray that really is the same color, and they have an all gray that is light, dark, light.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
They're really messing around with gray in Pullman. Makes sense, I guess, given the weather.
I like their all gray uniform just because it's a little bit different.
No, you don't, Sam.
And then with the red sleeves and the red socks. It's not my favorite of theirs. It's actually my second least favorite, but I really like their uniforms.
I don't know. They're just boring enough to me where
they're
don't.
They're so clean.
I will I tell you.
They are clean.
I'll tell you where I have Washington State when we get there.
Okay.
Here, I guess, and this is why we're doing a uniform ranking and not a logo ranking. their logo.
I just want to mention this.
They shoot all the way up to the top three for me because that is the best logo in college athletics.
And your favorite article you've ever written.
And my most trafficked article I've ever written.
Which
and
article
most,
was that?
The most angry email I've ever gotten. this was, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, just a quick power ranking of the logos. I put Washington State number one because for all the listeners out there that don't know this, the Cougar spells a WSU. And
I love that.
So I put them at number one, and people got upset.
Who got upset?
CU Sam. Fans for not putting CU number one. Utah fans got upset because I said theirs was boring, and they said, "How dare you? The feather and drum is part of the Ute tribe."
Sure.
That is true, and I also think that is boring to put on a helmet. But
it's not a good logo. Like we said, the interlocking U's is solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oregon got upset because I said they just a giant zero, and they said it's actually the outline of their track or whatever. And I said, okay, it's still boring.
we should repost that post and make pretend it's new.
Most fans got upset at what I said, except for Washington State fans. They loved it.
What if we took all the emails and comments you got and then we doubled down in the reverse? So we said something about the Oregon logo not relating to anything at the university, and we mentioned just to see what happens.
When I look at the Utah logo, I don't have any connection to the Utah Utes. There's no connection to the Ute name. Yeah. Anyways, if we were counting logos, Washington State shoots up to the top three. But we're not. We're counting uniforms. So that's my bottom half. I'm already done. What are you guys at number six?
Hang on a second. I'm trying to count.
My six was Oregon. Some of them work. I think their black ones, when they don't go neon, are pretty solid. I even kind of like they're all greens, like neon green. They're like more forest green is really cool too. But they do have a lot of misses, and their numbers. I know they're trying to be as out there as they can, but his numbers are just not working for me.
We make fun of them because we beat them, but the Duck uniforms are actually –
I don't mind them.
Well, I'm saying when we beat them in 2016 off the back of the Akella Witherspoon interception, mm-hmm. the uniforms they wore that week were actually pretty cool, where they went for the actually looking like a duck.
Yeah,
those were cool.
Silly. It's silly, but it was still cool. I love those, actually.
Yeah, I love them because they lost in those uniforms. So that was great.
We won with the clean all whites.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. I think that was the second time ever we wore the Stormtroopers. Maybe the third time. Yep. Anyways, those are my six. What were your six? Number six, Sam? What was your number six?
I think it was Oregon. No, Oregon was seven, Washington six.
Okay. John had Oregon at six.
Oregon was eight, Stanford seven, Washington six.
Okay.
All right, number five.
Well, let's do a half recap here first.
Okay.
I got from 12 to six, I'm going Arizona State is last. Utah is second to last. Then we have Oregon State at nine. We have – Oregon State at 10, Arizona at nine. Stanford at eight, Washington State at seven, Oregon at six. In case you haven't noticed, I really don't like the color red either, but I digress.
Okay, that makes a little bit of sense now, that you don't like the Washington State uniforms.
Mm-hmm. So that's my six.
Right, I had Oregon State, Utah, Arizona State, Arizona, Oregon, Stanford, Washington.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
Yeah, that's fine. It's an emotional decision.
And I went bottom six, Arizona State, Oregon State, Utah, but they're last place in my heart, Arizona, Stanford, Washington, and then I had Oregon at six.
Okay.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, I guess here's probably where the...
So do we all have almost the exact same top five, I think. I think there's a few here and there, but it's pretty much the same top five, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Might be where I split a little bit away, because you guys have to start putting some red teams on, but we'll see. all right, kick us off with the number five.
What?
Kick us off with your number five uniform. What's your next uniform?
Who, me or John?
Sam.
I'm going Cal.
Okay.
I also have Cal.
Ooh, okay, I also have Cal.
Wow.
Uniformity.
I had them higher at first too, and I got real stuff. I hate the shoulder stripes that don't match.
Yep.
When they match.
It's all the shoulder stripes to me.
Totally agree. I thought they could have been top two or three because they've got great colors and they're pretty simple, but the shoulders are just not necessary and they ruin a really good uniform.
I love the throwbacks too. Mm-hmm. So they just ruin the throwbacks for me.
Yeah. With the soft yellow and the sky, the lighter blue.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh,
the pit looking uniforms.
Oh, those are very cool.
With the old school C. Yeah. Those are great, but they don't wear those every week. They wear the Under Armour, like dark blue. Why they have vertical and horizontal stripes in the uniforms, I will never know.
I don't like that.
I don't know.
I'm going to move them. They're not in my top five.
Wow. Purely because of the stripes. I mean, the colors are great, though.
I don't like the yellow pants.
And the script cowl looks great on the helmet. The script cowl looks awesome.
See, like, these uniforms, the top half is so good with that script cowl with the dark blue
and
the yellow popping off the dark blue. But then you get to the pants, it's yellow for some reason. I don't like when the pants and helmet don't match.
And I don't mind the yellow pants with the navy. If it was just a simple navy uniform, I'd be fine with that. But the stripes, man.
They would be top three if it was just a solid color jersey. Solid color jersey, solid color pants, script cowl. That would look very nice.
Do you guys like the Javid Best uniforms?
With the spiky stripes, kind of, mm-hmm. The sharp stripes. Yeah. I like them okay. It works better with that color scheme than Arizona.
I very, very much dislike those.
Okay.
I just pulled them up and I was like, oh God, I had a visceral reaction.
Maybe it's my love for Keenan Allen that's coloring my judgment.
Yeah, same here. Like, I had NCAA Football 09 was like the most played game I've ever had with Deshaun Jackson on the cover.
Yeah. Bring Jeff Tedford back to the Pac-12.
Those were kind of different. These were Broncos-y stripes, not the fun Javid Best stripes.
And I have a very visceral reaction to the Broncos stripes, so I think we're sensing a theme here.
Can we agree that I think Broncos have bottom three uniforms in sports?
Currently, absolutely.
I make this point so often.
Truly awful.
When they put on their – if they would just realize that keeping the navy and going with the old logo would make them a top five uniform.
It looks so good in the color rush.
So good.
Oh, I mean, I guess I'm spoiled because I'm as a.
Oh my God, you're a Chargers fan. I hate you so much.
Okay.
Oh, I love the Chargers uniforms more than anything.
Sam, I hate me too.
God, I just pulled up a picture. It's Derwin James with the light blue, white.
They're pretty perfect. Damn good.
Jesus.
All right, so we all have number five as Cal. That worked out
well. Hang on a second. Isn't the Chargers, they're switching to light blue full-time.
Yep, powder blue full-time.
Are they really? This season?
Yep.
My God.
Yep. I'm a Chargers fan now. I'm the Broncos.
This is what happened to me, Sam. I was playing Madden 99 on the N64, and I played as the Cowboys because they were unbeatable, and then I played as the Chargers because they look cool. And for some reason, the Chargers stuck. And that's why I'm a Chargers fan.
Incidentally, in Madden 2003, I would play as the Cowboys, and I thought Quincy Williams, or whatever his name was, I thought he was amazing.
Quarterback?
Yeah, I remember
Quincy
that guy.
Carter.
Yeah, Quincy Carter was awesome. Remember Julius Jones? Wow. Those are great. Right. Okay, John, kick us off at number four.
My number four is our dear Colorado Buffaloes.
Oh, my God.
Same here.
What am I hearing?
I would be in the minority. I think we should have fewer variants. I think some of the variations just don't work that well.
I do agree with that.
I need to see the gold helmets. I think maybe once a season you break out the black, but the gold helmets are just perfect. And I'm going to be in an extreme minority here, but I loved the big Colorado across the front, where they kind of brought that back for a couple of years before they went back to the small Colorado.
I love that.
I thought it was so clean and simple, and I know that it wasn't something that they would keep with where CU is from a program standpoint right now. They're not going to have the same uniform every year. They're going to try and do something different, but those big letters across the front were different, and they were a throwback that was still relevant. Helmets look amazing in gold. Black pants look amazing, but I think some of the variations brought them down.
You also have them at four, Sam?
Yeah. So, CU, their gold, white, black, and the gold, black are my two favorite uniforms. Mm-hmm. But they have so many alternates, and like probably 3/4 of the uniforms they have are not good combinations at all. I don't want to fuck with white unless it's the all white. Like, I'm looking right now with the gold, black, white. That's so bad.
Wow.
And we don't need gray.
I can't.
We don't need gray.
Now, okay, I do agree with that. I don't think – technically, I see why they added it, because gray is still the official school color. It's still silver and gold.
It looks pretty.
So, like I said, CU was silver and black for a long time, and then somewhere around Sonny Grandelius and a little after that, they realized that silver does not look as good.
No.
But the
white. I don't want white on the uniform unless it has.
I disagree Sam.
I do like white sometimes.
I'm clenching my fists, Sam.
I really do though like the gold white.
It's a great look. So I'm gonna save my CU thoughts for higher up in the countdown.
one quick CU note before we move on. I loved the throwbacks. Probably 10 years ago at this time, I think it may have even been when they lost to someone, when they had the horns on the top and they brought those throwbacks.
That was against Wyoming. Cody Hawkins, baby.
Those were solid.
To your point, John, actually, this is a very amateur historical point. I don't know. I'm 90% sure this is true. But the big Colorado across the chest was a Bill McCartney thing. And the CU font and angle of the font, which I think is 9 degrees, was trademarked to CU. They were the only ones that had that angle and that font at that size on the uniforms. Believe that was purposeful because they wanted everyone to know who beat them. So I would love to go back to the giant Colorado at the angled font and just go pure, like all out, but I can see why they didn't. I'll save more thoughts later.
Okay. All right, number three. Wait, hang on a second. I skipped USC.
Oh, I have not. I have purposely not mentioned USC.
Same.
Yeah. I have USC at four. Oh, okay, no. Awesome. Hang on a second. I'm making a mistake.
Have you written this down, Sam?
I wrote it down like about 10 minutes ago. And I don't like it.
So since no one asked, I'll just go ahead and barge in and say, I have Washington at four. Okay. They are – I love that color scheme. Purple is perfection. They ruin it every time they have the stupid black shoulders and every time they go anything past purple and gold. But, man, I love that color scheme. It is so, so good. And that puts it up above 90% of schools to me. Anyone with red is automatically below Washington, except for USC.
My issue with Washington is they have too much going on, that they don't keep it simple.
I agree, which hopefully Adidas semi-fixed. It looks like they got rid of the black shoulders, which is a huge improvement. Still too many stripes. I don't know why the numbers are so big. I don't know why half the decisions Adidas makes are always mind-boggling. But it's still mostly purple and mostly gold, which is a huge improvement.
And they're gold, white, purple. Wait, yeah, those ones are beautiful.
Yes.
Even if Miles Gaskin's running for 200 yards.
Completely agree. Yeah, so that's my number four. Sam, your number three was...
It'd have to be CU, but I might bump CU to two. I don't really want to.
Wow. Okay, so talk about USC. Why are they at four?
I don't like USC is the answer.
Me either.
I've had a visceral reaction to those uniforms my entire life.
Okay.
Like, I also don't like red that much. I like Washington State's red more.
Interesting.
Easier in the eyes.
So
I think I hate shoulder stripes just in general as a principle because of USC. When I was a kid, I just decided no.
Okay. I have USC at three. I don't know what John has.
Are we're on number three now?
Well, CU. Well, We've gotten jumbled because Sam bumped CU up. So. My four is Washington. Your four is CU, John. And Sam's four is USC. So now we're on to number three, which to me is the Southern California Trojans.
My number three is Wazoo. I love the gray. I think the gray – I love the logo, and I did take that into account because it looks so good on the helmet. I honestly think almost all of their – because I think Sam mentioned it, they're so simple – but they are able to still have the variations. I love the red and gray. I think the gray helmet, the lighter gray helmet, since apparently they have two, just looks super, super clean. And I think back to the times when I've turned on the TV and Washington State's on there, and I feel like they always look good and they always look simple and clean in nearly any combination.
I like all of their combinations.
Which is hard to pull off with. And I'm a big gray guy anyways, which is funny because I just said I hate CU wearing gray ever. But I think they do it well.
I will say, if you go back and watch the 2016 season, the full games that are available on YouTube for CU, which I do often, one of the better looking games in terms of just color combos is the time when Washington State visited Boulder. And they were wearing, I believe it was gray helmet, black or red jersey, gray pants. And CU was wearing black helmet, gray jersey, black pants. And it looks...
That was a fun game.
Yep, I remember exactly what you're talking about.
So I have USC at three, and this is a purely tradition play. As much as I hate red, I love uniforms not changing. And USC is just like... That is a classic, classic uniform. You're just not going to... It's the Trojan red. It's the weird mustard yellow. They're always going to have that, and they're always going to have the same uniform. And I respect that, so I put them at three.
Yeah, it's just not doing enough for me.
As much as I despise their program, I respect that they have had the same look forever.
Maybe it's because I don't like red and gold together as much as most people do.
Yeah, that's exactly what – their whites look nice, but it's weird. But for something about that red, gold pants, and I hate shoulder stripes too, but they – something about the USC uniform, and maybe it's a tradition that you talked about, Jack, but I don't like them either as a program. But those uniforms – I mean, I just think of all the guys that have worn those uniforms and looked really, really awesome. And yep. That's why I had them at number two. That red, yellow is just such a solid.
Okay, there you go, number two.
Uniform.
Gotcha.
I'm looking at a picture of Taylor Mays right now, and I want to go cry and hide.
Yeah, he was not a great football player, but he was a fantastic hitter.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that was we all finished number three. We're on to number two. We're up at it. We're near the mountaintop.
Do you have CU yet?
Sam, you know exactly where I'm going to put CU. You know exactly where I'm going to put CU.
All right.
So you go ahead with your number two.
I have Washington State, which I don't really feel great about.
Is this for the logo? Is this a logo play?
No. I just like their uniforms because they're all clean and simple and they pop.
They are. I mean, yeah, we've somehow talked about Washington State for what feels like a third of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they are definitely clean and definitely simple. Just hate the color scheme. All right, John, your number two
was USC.
USC. Oh, I'm last. Okay. My number two is probably both yours number ones. I have UCLA at number two.
Yeah.
The picture is now clear.
Yes, the picture is now. We all know where everything's going to be.
Yep.
We can talk about like it's number one. I just emotionally have to put them at number two. So color scheme is top five in college football, I would say. Top 10 in college football. It is pure California. It is pure, like, it's just silky smooth all the way across the board. Their script on the helmets looks amazing. They've only really messed it up once, and that's when Under Armour tried to do the weird tire tread stuff.
Oh, that was bad. And it was the wrong blue, too.
It was the wrong blue. And they also did the midnight uniforms, which are black, which also looked bad. But
horrible.
Generally, their color combos are, like, standard. It's either white jersey, blue jersey, and it's always gold pants, which I appreciate. And the gold helmet just looks so good. Man, they look good.
I think I have a subtle thing where why I'm rating UCLA so high is that I love their basketball uniforms more than anything.
They have great basketball uniforms.
It's the script and the color. The script and the color scheme go together so well. And I've never thought about it in regards to the California thing that you just mentioned, Jack, but that like a light bulb went off in my head. It really does fit the region, fit LA so well. And it's like a look that always looks classic, but still looks like today or today. It just never ages, but it always has that, like, that nostalgia with it.
Yeah. To me, it fits the program super well. They never mess with it too much. And it just, the USC UCLA game, when they both wear their colorways, looks so good on TV.
It's beautiful.
And it's a shame that, like, that's such a that rivalry thing, because it would be cool in other circumstances too. But it's also really great that that's their unique thing. It's the only play at time you're going to see.
Yeah.
See colors like that in a football game that looks so good.
Right.
Oh my God. Did you see, like, sorry, this is completely off topic, but like Bowling Green and like Western Michigan were playing in a game or something, Wyoming and Western Michigan or something. And it was the worst combination
brown
of
brown
I've ever seen in my life. And it was like one team was wearing brown and gold pants, and the other was wearing like gold uniforms with brown pants.
Find that picture, and we'll make that the picture for when we post this podcast on the site.
Okay, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, some color rival games really don't work that well. I think Florida Georgia looks really cool too, but nothing compares to UCLA.
I mean, I am biased, but OU Texas looks pretty, pretty good.
Oh my God, I found the picture. It was Central Michigan on the Boise turf.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. I remember I tweeted about it, but no one was watching that game, understandably, so nobody paid attention to it.
All right. Oh, I just sent it to you. What's this picture? Oh no. Oh no. That's truly awful.
I think that's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
That is terrible. All right, well, I'll just assume I have the floor here for the number one, and I'll stump for these uniforms any day. Obviously, the best uniform in the Pac-12, I don't understand how you had them at anywhere even near to four, is the Colorado Buffaloes. Let's just some quick talking points. Obviously, gold and black and gold is like the most common or second most common color scheme in the country. No one pulls it off better than CU. No one has the better mix of black and gold better than CU.
I'll agree with that.
Number two, the gold, black, black uniforms have special powers, and they are by far the prettiest uniforms in college football. Every time I look at that picture of Chris Brown from 2001, Chris Brown, the CU running back, of course, from 2001, where he's stampeding over that Nebraska player in that gold, black, black, where to me, the Gary Barnett uniforms are the best, where it's just the gold helmet, it's just the black top with the giant Colorado, and just the black pants. No stripes, no anything. That is the prettiest uniform you can think of, to me. It's just perfection. I don't know. The problem with CU is that they haven't been good for 10 years, 15 years. So the uniforms have not gotten the attention they needed for 10 years, 15 years. But the second that Nike puts investment, I think, into the CU uniforms, they are going to be back on top.
Well, that's kind of the problem is they're like teetering between, do we stick to tradition or do we try to do this new thing? And I think that's part of the reason you're seeing the combinations that don't work well is because right. they do combinations, but still keep it within this tradition. And while Washington State somehow pulls it off, maybe they don't have tradition. It just doesn't work.
What I would suggest, and that no one's paying me for this, which is too bad because this is gold, is I would say CU should stick to four combinations where you have your normal home uniform, which is gold helmet, black jersey, gold pants. You have your normal away uniform, which is gold helmet, white jersey, black pants. Mm-hmm. And then you have, if you want to get like the special games, it's gold, black, black. And if you want to get the special away games, it's gold, white, white. And
okay. Yeah. That would be in my number one uniform team.
Yeah. I think that's all you get. You bring the giant Colorado across the chest. You bring it at the 9-degree angle. You go back to playing Buffalo Soldier coming out of halftime. You go back, you run Ralphie after every score. You just get nuts. No one's paying for me this. It's really too bad that no one's paying me for this.
I mean, correct.
I just think CU's just so iconic and it looks so good. 90% of the time, you cannot mess it up.
Man. I do, especially because a lot of these, when we're looking at the photos, a lot of these numbers are all 15 when you go back further. I guess it's the year. And I just added myself that I'm scrolling back through previous year uniforms and now I'm at 15. But I do the classic gold, white, black just reminds me with 15. I think that was his number. Just reminds me of Jeremy Bloom running back kicks.
Yeah.
And that uniform looked fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. They just need – once CU starts winning again, and hopefully – it looks like Mel Tucker is way more invested onto the non-football side of the program than any of the previous 3 to 4 coaches. I think there's absolutely –
probably more invested to the football side too than the last one, huh?
I don't think we should start bagging on McIntyre.
All right.
Mel Tucker's cupboard is not bare, which is way more than anything McIntyre could say about Embry or Hawkins.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Regardless, it looks like we have some neighbors in the CU podcasting sphere. Somehow it flew under the radar. Mel Tucker is starting a CU podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm interested in hearing that.
I'm interested in hearing anything Mel has to say. I'm hanging on his every word. He has me hooked.
I can't wait for the Buddy Cop commercials for CU with Mel and Tad.
Oh, my God. Please. There is maybe 50 strands of hair between them. But, man, they look so good. That'd be awesome.
Oh, God, please.
Well, a quick run through here, I guess. I'll just go through my 12-1 last time. I have ASU last because they're awful. I have Utah second to last because the mountains look truly terrible on the shoulders. I have Oregon State at 10 just because of how boring they are. I have Stanford at 9 because they're slightly less boring. I have I have Arizona at 9 because they are bad color schemes. I have Stanford at 8 because they're slightly less boring. Washington State is at 7 because I hate their color schemes and I think their gray looks terrible. I have Oregon at 6 because how do you rank them? I have Cal at 5 because the shoulder stripes knocked down, which should be a pretty perfect uniform. I have Washington at 4 because their color scheme vaults them immediately into the top 4 no matter what. I have USC at 3 because of the tradition. I have UCLA at 2 because they have the perfect California color scheme. And I have CU at 1 because how are you going to beat the black and gold?
By using gray. Oh. All right.
That's my 12.
Okay. My order is some weird thing. I don't really know. I think it's OSU, Utah, ASU, Arizona, Oregon.
Did you start with an LSU?
What?
It sounded like you said LSU on that last one, which would have started a whole new conversation. Okay.
Different conversation.
I like LSUs.
I do too.
Oh, yeah. They're like top 5. Another great combo, purple and yellow. Continue.
Okay, Morgan State 12, Arizona State, Utah 10. Oh, wait, fuck. I already messed it up. All right, anyway, top six, I think it's going to be Washington, Cal, USC, Washington State, Colorado, UCLA.
That's fair. That's a fair ranking.
All right. Before I give my list, I'm going to go back to this rabbit hole I went down. And I'm going to give a shout out to Pac-12UniWatch.blogspot.com. That's what I've been looking at for the combos. It goes all the way back to 2015, and you mentioned those old UCLA uniforms, but my God, they all have they have not only that weird material on the jerseys with the wrong blue, but they have metallic 3D numbers. It's an abomination. Oh. It's really, really bad. So check
Don't
that out.
Don't you understand, John? They're in Hollywood.
I guess. It doesn't look like Hollywood. It looks like bad Iowa. So from the bottom, it's Arizona State. The whole new combination when they did the rebrand it's bad. It's a big fork.
It's bad.
They do the shocker. It doesn't work well.
Never has.
Oregon State. History. You got a bad logo. The you kind of ruined the orange. It's really Halloween. Utah, if you can just go to that throwback, you'd instantly move up. But Under Armour's kind of killed your uniform since they've had them. Arizona, I love you. I love the sunset shoulders, even though it's a horrible idea. But stick with the white helmets, and you'd go up a little bit higher. Stanford, there's nothing to say. It's
nobody even cares anything about Stanford.
Yeah. Stanford's boring. The stadium's boring. The jerseys
David
are boring.
Shaw wants it.
Exactly.
David Shaw wants you to say nothing about Stanford.
Washington ruins a top 10, top 20 uniform nationally with the stripes and the weird shoulders. Oregon, we almost couldn't even rank them because you almost have to go combo by combo. Cal, again, with the shoulders, they've cleaned them out since they had the Javid Best stripes, but they're not quite there. Colorado's 4. If you just narrow it down to their top 3 to 4 combos, they'd move up a lot. Logos and helmets with the gold are awesome. Wazoo keeps it simple. They do really well with the gray. And then top 2, you've got USC and UCLA. It's hard to beat those 2.
All right, I have one thought about Cal, is that I want those Javid Best stripes to come back because they were endearingly bad. And I just have a lot of nostalgia. I have nostalgia for the Tedford Bears.
Wait, your guys' nostalgia is like a totally different era than mine, and that's interesting in its own right.
Ours is NCAA football. Oh,
well, I just have nostalgia for good Cal, for competent, fun Cal is what I have nostalgia for.
And what the first team that I played consistent dynasties with in NCAA, which don't tell my brother this, but it was Arizona State, and it's because the classic uniforms were so good.
Was that the Dennis Erickson years?
Oh, that was 2002.
Oh my God, that was a while ago.
Yeah, I'm old.
Is that the Joey Harrington cover?
That was the Joey Harrington Oregon cover, yes.
All right, thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for coming on, John.
All right.
Until next time.